Service is coming. Service is coming. Present tense. Real close at hand. The Lord says, I'll speak a word of personal prophecy to almost everyone in the building. Prepare your hearts. Get ready. I'll strike the stone, saith the Spirit of grace, with the sword of my spirit. As it is written, and as Paul said unto Timothy, to war with the prophecies that went before him. I say unto you that as many as will be hungry will receive, and as many as will be open will receive. And not only would the word be word of strong rhema and strength, but it will strike a blow against the very enemy of your soul, saith the Spirit of grace. So stand in great anticipation of what is coming. Hear my voice even now, for I speak to you in that inward place, personally and privately. Prepare a way before me through your prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks, saith the Spirit of grace. Avail yourself, give yourself over to prayers and intercession and giving of thanks. For I desire to visit you in the night, to stir your heart, pull some of you out of bed and stand on the wall and pray for that which is coming. And I desire to visit many of you in dreams, not the dreams and the foolishness that has come to much of the church through agendas and self-made ambitions, but I desire to come to you, give you dreams and visions, visitations of my spirit beyond anything that you've ever known or hitherto have anticipated. Seek me, seek my face, not the miraculous, the out of the ordinary. Seek me, but in that you will find a spiritual level that rises in your life. These things will be private, and then when you're called upon, I'll lay my hand upon you and you'll share them. You'll share them in maturity, strength, and honor to me, bringing no honor to yourself. But I desire a people of maturity. For this is the time, saith the Spirit of grace, to stand on guard. Beginning with your family first, and then what I've called you as a part of the fellowship. It's all one. Do not look to the right, do not look to the left. This is not a time to sit down, lay down, or take your ease. For I fill you with grace, and my grace is strength, and my strength invigorates you for that which is at hand. Bakarese mendeotolo. Take no thought saying, let the words of your mouth be of the meditation of your heart. Let them be the repeating of that which is in your heart. Think not to say when you've said things contrary to my word, I don't know where that came from. For it did come from a place. It came from a place of unmeditated words and visions and imaginations. My cleansing is available. Then meditate on those things that you'll speak. Words of life. Words of peace, words of strength, and words that hold up a standard over your family and over your church. Bring forth this fruit unto me, saith the Spirit of grace, for I desire a great harvest. You're the ones who make it happen. Parakato. Dehitiato. Frendekitia. Zgebalonoso. Dehichikima solo madiene. There's no male or female in the spirit. I've bought you with my own blood and brought you forth to stand as generals and elders in the house of God, to bring forth great grace in the midst of a perverse and wicked generation. Do not judge after the outward appearance. Do not judge after the outward appearance. But bring forth the wisdom that comes from the internal golden man on the inside of you. Let those things come up from a place of knowing, when reason is the order and multitudes of thoughts weary your mind. You can bet that that's the path that leads you astray. But when peace comes, thoughts are clear, concise, and sure, saith the Spirit of grace. Let this be your guidance. Let the gospel of peace lead you, guide you into all truth. And my word is truth, saith the Spirit of grace.